Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, indeed. You're starting the hour with all kinds of positives. This is the DJV program in and of itself that renders people that have a smile on their face listening to our conversations. Sort of you're listening in as if it was a secret you're eavesdropping on our conversation. Well, I got a story for you. We're not subtle here. We're pretty much out there. And I would like you to just kind of think about things the way we do. Whether you agree or disagree, we're all here to discuss the issues of the day in a way that gets you to reflect on them, because there are all kinds of thoughts that go with the issues. Jennifer Horn has thoughts, Victoria Keelan does, Jay Kirshner does, I do, certainly, and there's not much subtle about what we, other than, I suppose, maybe my thinking about La Nina and El Nino, the comments I had, those were kind of subtle, ladies, don't you think?
That was not subtle, no.
You didn't think those were?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is El Nino is not necessarily the most subtle thing ever.
I get it. Okay, so here's something. Tell me whether this is subtle or not. I was watching, I have a fellow that I sort of follow online who's an investor. And I watch what he's doing, and he's bought a lot of Bitcoin and stuff. I'm no good at this. I don't know how to do it. I don't have time to do it. But I do find it interesting because I have, if I do say so myself, rather broad interests. I don't have a lot of interest in sports things, but I'm interested in what makes all of us tick. So I have, this guy says, if you're in doubt about picking stocks, then make sure you watch what Nancy Pelosi's husband does and do the same thing. Which
really
I thought was
advice.
Yeah, well, her husband's name is Paul, and he's a real estate guy. He's got a venture capital firm. Now, is it true that members of Congress can actually buy on their own, right? They're not prohibited.
They all do. Yeah,
yeah,
they all do.
Right.
That's
exactly
why so many of them get in trouble for insider trading. That's what took down what's-her-face, the old blonde one from Georgia. Kelly Loeffler, right? Wasn't she taken down for some stuff like that?
I think you're right about that.
Or at least there was bad stories
from
about her.
Florida. Yeah, there were always. There was a guy in Jersey, another one from New York. Yeah, they're everywhere.
So
they're all over.
But the trades by lawmakers, here's what I just found. I knew there was something. If you're in the family or the lawmaker, him or herself, you have to disclose what you're buying, what you have bought, within 45 days of executing the trade.
Because Congress gets a lot of advance information.
Of course
so
they do.
They're not, right. Yeah, so they're not supposed to use it to buy.
So
who
Pelosi,
was the guy who was on the coronavirus panel and then bought, like, a ton of stock and something?
Called Pfizer.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right, exactly. So just so you understand, these people cry, oh, I'm only getting $180,000 a year, and look at all I have to do.
Always look at where people started and then where they finish in their careers.
Right.
And
Yeah,
you're in. Most of them are doing it in a way that they're enriching themselves in a big way.
But she is happy to say, I don't trade, but her, you don't think she tells her husband what's going on? You know, are we to believe that?
I don't trade, but my husband does.
Yeah.
We don't talk at all.
No, not about things like this. Heavenly days. All right, so just something to keep. I remember Joel Heffley, who was a congressman from Colorado Springs that used to be on this program all the time. I had great fondness for him.
Oh, yeah. What was his story? He got into some trouble, didn't he?
Well, he was the chairman of the ethics committee that went after DeLay.
Right.
And
that's
as soon as
what
they,
it was. That's
yeah.
Right.
As soon as they killed, this shows you how both the Republicans and the Democrats eat their young. So here's Heffley,
100%.
Who is the epitome of conservative thinking. He was the poster child for all things good in the Republican Party. He had an apartment that was basically one room that he, I think he, I don't know, it was two rooms. He shared it with somebody else. But his expense level, he drove an old 19-something or other Colt when he was in, was in Washington. He was the only member of Congress to consistently every year turn money back in. Congressmen and women are given $1 million a year to run their office. He was the only one who would turn money back in. The rest of them spend every penny that they're given. And then he, because he was considered the most ethical guy in Congress, so the Republicans appoint him, because they were in charge at the time. I think Gingrich was the Speaker of the House. So they appoint him as chairman of the Ethics Committee. And he's doing his investigating, and he finds out what a crook and a creep Tom DeLay is, a Texas Republican. And so they go after him, and they get him. The Ethics Committee, that's why Tom DeLay had to resign from Congress, because they got him 85 ways from Sunday as being a crook. And one of the things that made me think about it is it was insider trading stuff that he was doing that got him. So they kick him out of Congress, and what does Heffley get as a reward? He gets taken out of the chairmanship of the Ethics Committee. And Gingrich and his pals run somebody against him in Colorado Springs that has gajillions of dollars, and they portray him as being a traitor to the Republican Party, and they beat him. He's gone. So that's what you get for being ethical, moral, and a good guy in Congress. You do that, and you'll have
long.
A short career.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Leave your ethics at the door, unfortunately.
Yep. That's
and now you
got.
Can only imagine, I mean, not to get all crazed and, like, conspiratorial, but you can only
ahead.
Imagine that this is, I knew you would like it, but this has only gotten worse because before, well, and maybe not, I mean, I'm sure there's elements that maybe I wasn't just focused on, but now, if you follow outside money, international money, into the mm-hmm. hands of these Congress people, I mean, it's clear. If China can buy influence in Hollywood and they can buy it on social media,
there's
probably
the
a way.
Groups.
Yeah, media groups, exactly. There's probably a way that they can buy influence in Washington as well. And so then you have that element. It's not just insider trading. Now it's like, you know, you've always had the issue of lobbyists giving back scratches to a lot of these people. With at least American interests in mind now, it's not even that. You can't even be sure of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here, I'm in the investor column here for a moment. I just found the story of Dylan Jinnoh, who's 17 years old. He started trading in the stock market when he was in the sixth grade. He lives in California. He is now in high school teaching other high school students about markets and how he has this little club that he started. And he says, I learned on my own, and I became the youngest certified mutual fund counselor in the nation at the age of 16. He's got a literacy group in his high school, and also he's in partnership with the Boys and Girls Clubs of L.A. and Orange County, talking about cryptocurrency, stocks in general. And this kid, I want to tell you something. This is the kind of kid that you'd want to have your children around to influence one way or another. He's smart. He says his most popular stock has been Tesla all along and Apple. Well, that's pretty standard stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But when you're in the sixth grade, do you know that? Probably not. But he's got adults and other people his age. 350 students have gone through his Youth Investors Financial Literacy Program. He's 18, I think it was either 17 or 18. So.
Good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
That should
be a class. Are they teaching that kind of stuff in school?
No, that's the problem.
It depends on where you go to school. And that is the problem. It should not be the answer. It depends where you go to school.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of private schools that have all kinds of programs like that that are just, you know, but that shouldn't be exclusive to private schools.
Well, we're so busy.
I wish I would have learned more about investing.
Me too.
They never taught that in school. And I feel like a dummy when it comes to all of this.
Yeah,
we had a couple weeks of lessons with stocks and stuff in our econ class in high school.
In a business class, Jay?
Econ, yeah.
Economics, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If you have parents who are curious or who they expose you to different ways of thinking, then you can figure stuff out on your own, figure out how to do it. My son has become pretty good at that stuff. I never would have thought that he would, frankly. And I think some of it is the influence of his wife, who's very good at that sort of thing because her mother taught her how to do it. And that's what it is. It's having families or friends or whomever that will bring you into the fold so that you can discover what you don't learn in school, but you ought to be learning in school. That's what is school for? What do we? It's become so
politically. I don't think we're learning enough. I don't think we learn enough like real world applications.
No, we don't.
And that's a very American problem too. You know, as we've talked about like a lot here on the show. You know, when you're in different countries, the education system is different. It's set up differently.
Yeah.
All my cousins in Ireland who are accountants or engineers or whatever, they do placement tests, and so they don't waste time going through 4 years of.
What's a placement test? Where you would be in classes, you mean?
Well, they basically, they're very big on doing aptitude tests from a younger age. So whatever your strong suits are, I mean, my cousin is a forensic accountant, and he never even thought about wanting to do that, but he's also a national chess champion, and so apparently there's some crossover there. And so when they did his aptitude test, they said, you would be off the charts. Like, you should absolutely be in this type of accounting. That same thing happened with my other cousin, who is a civil engineer. And so it's just, that's how they direct you into what you're going to be good at. And I don't know, I just think you don't have to, I mean, you're not like tied to it, but it's I think it helps a lot of kids who maybe don't want to spend 4 years bumbling around a liberal arts college and still not knowing what they want to do.
Yeah.
We don't promote trade schools nearly enough, for sure, in this country. But also, just the basic skills, you know, everybody pulled out shop and home ec and balancing your checkbook and running a household because they said it was sexist. But make it for everybody. I wish I knew how to go out and change my oil. I'm sure there are a lot of guys who wish that they could have taken home ec to learn how to run a household. I mean, people are in different walks of life now. I feel like those skills matter.
We don't get
it. I feel like I made stuff in wood shop that I don't need in real life.
We didn't even have wood shop, though. That was
really
not even an option.
It's motor skills and things like that that are developed.
Like, I made a pink and blue, like, knock hockey board, which is super cute, but, like, I don't know that anyone needs that.
Are those weird contraptions that, like, you drop with an egg in it and the egg can't break? What? I've never had to use that in my adult life.
Right.
That's not knowledge I need.
But it gives you motor skills. It trains your motor skills. Look at it.
Did it?
18. I hope so. 18 after the hour.
Gargoyles. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Gargoyles often hang above the doorways to sacred places, not to scare off evil spirits, but to challenge those who enter. If what you seek, you really seek, then be willing to face your fears to go get it. And there are gargoyles of sorts in your mind, too. They are the obstacles that have you face away from going inward to learn about yourself. Maybe they are shaped as a desire to watch mindless entertainment or a desire to gossip, but they are gargoyles nonetheless. And just as you might walk past them to get to the sacred places you want to be, it's worth walking past them in your mind as well. For help facing your inner gargoyles, check out my book, Walking Through Anger, which is about how you can handle all of the intense emotions that create gargoyles in your mind. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three past the hour, reassuring you that the human race is mostly good. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner now. Victoria and Jennifer will all jump on the bandwagon of social media tweets and ideas. People have really good ideas. They want to be heard. So it's a great way to have your opinions valued, if you will. Join the team at our DJV social media on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. You can be members of the club, if you will. Speaking of being a member of the club, Jay, the story about Eddie Van Halen's death. He died a year ago, I think today, didn't he? So what's this? Why did this come up? Yeah. What's going on with his son?
Oh, his son just penned a really touching tribute to his dad. Whenever there's an anniversary of a significant death, People tend, especially when it's the first anniversary, people tend to pay their homage to it, especially on social media. And his son, Wolfie, just paid a really touching tribute, stating that his dad had fought for so long. Eddie Van Halen started drinking and using drugs when he was like 12 years old, found sobriety and had been sober since 2008, however, experienced cancer. His ex-wife, Valerie Bertinelli, had mentioned something of lung cancer. We know he had throat cancer. He ended up dying of a stroke at 65 years old.
Big smoker.
So it was just a lot. And his son was saying, you know, you fought so hard for so long, you were still taken away, it's just unfair. And he pointed out that he doesn't think he'll ever be okay. There's so many things he wishes that he could still do with his dad and show his dad and be taught by his dad. And it was just a really touching tribute. And, of course, all the fans and other tributes for him came in.
You said homage. Is that like homage?
Mm-hmm.
Homage is the right way to say it.
But she's saying it right.
Hmm. Yeah.
Excuse me.
So thanks.
It's not like hummus. Which is like how you say
which
it.
Which is super good.
He paid hummus to his homage. Dead dad.
Okay, next. Oh, listen. This is the find of a lifetime. Here. Wait a minute. What did you just say?
I said the stupid French.
Well.
So you've never said homage? You've always said hummus?
No. I would consider that to have been prior to you pronouncing it that way, Jay, and I would consider that to be, that's the way they say it, the people who drink tea with their little finger up. That would have been...
Yeah, bougie.
Yeah.
Bougie.
Yeah, bougie. A little bougie. Okay, shall we continue?
Sure.
Here's something. Yeah. This is from the Victoria Keelan take on things. Finally. That's her favorite word. Finally, the Zodiac killer has been identified. I have not lost a lot of sleep on this, but apparently some people...
It was Ted Cruz's dad, right?
On the grassy knoll, right? Wasn't there some weird
thing about that? Right. Yeah, they were all related. Okay, so what's the scoop here?
Yeah, the Zodiac killer finally identified 3 years after the guy passed away. His name is Gary Francis Post. He is the one famous for 5 murders in 68, 69.
How do they know, though,
letters
really?
And riddles.
Because they can't take him to trial. So how do they really know this guy? This is just a convenient way for the police to close
over
the file.
Yeah, they just wanted to
on.
Tie up loose ends and say, let's be done with this.
Right.
No, a team of more than 40 detectives, journalists, and military intelligence officers made up this so-called, they call themselves the case breakers. Mm-hmm. So they were able to figure everything out. And then once they had the guy's name, Gary Francis Post, they started doing, looking back at the codes that he was sending. And one of the riddles, if you actually, you had to have known this guy's name to solve the riddle. But now that they knew the guy's name, they were able to solve some of the previous riddles that he had set. So to the San Francisco Chronicle, kind of teasing police officers that they couldn't catch him. So everything was able to truly be tied up, and they figured out who it was.
Yeah. So was Dog involved in this?
No, I think he's still busy with laundry.
Yeah. Has he found him yet? Where's laundry these days?
Yeah, his GTL.
Laundry's in Florida now, right?
Is he in Florida? Is he in North Carolina? Is he on the Appalachian Trail? Is he on back roads on his way to L.A.?
Appalachia.
Appalachia.
Yeah, that's the word I love. Yeah.
Right. Oh, we're paying homage to Mr.
We're paying
right.
homage to Appalachia.
Oh, right. It's 28 after the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday issued an executive order that bans vaccine mandates by any entity, including private employers in the state. I hereby suspend all relevant statutes to the extent necessary to enforce this prohibition, Abbott wrote in the order. He also added the issue as an agenda to the third special legislative session, which is currently convened until October 19th, to give lawmakers the opportunity to pass a law to similar effect.
Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace asked House Minority Whip Steve Scalise repeatedly if he believes the 2020 election was stolen by Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Are we going to follow what the Constitution says or not? I hope we get back to what the Constitution says, but clearly in a number of states, they didn't follow those legislatively
set rules. So you think the election was stolen?
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The 2020 midterm elections and the very real possibility that Democrats could be swept from the House majority are hanging over the bitter political fight within the party over President Biden's domestic agenda. The centrist House Democrats, representing swing districts who see their seats as providing Democrats with their majority, say progressives are being short-sighted and selfish by holding up a vote on a bipartisan infrastructure bill they could tout as a major victory back home. If Democrats do lose the House, these lawmakers suggest it will be the fault of liberal colleagues who have little to fear themselves in next year's midterms. Food prices continue to rise. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
Food prices across the world have risen to their highest levels in a decade on the backs of tightening supply conditions coupled with robust demand. That's according to the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations. The organization's food price index, which measures world food commodity prices, has surged by 32.8% in the last 12 months through September, coming in at a reading of 130 points, a level not seen since 2011. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former Trump White House strategist Stephen Bannon's choice to buck a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol could tee up a big decision for a Justice Department determined to strike an independent tone. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, indeed, another half hour of stimulating conversation to get you thinking. I haven't had an episode of Doug's Dirt for a while. I'll have to dig around and find some dirt, if you know what I mean. Well, there's plenty of dirt. Just depends on which area you want to be in for dirt. For example, I guess Jay and Victoria were listening when I asked the question. Not always is everybody listening to me, because the ladies are often having their own conversation and they exclude me from it. So when I ask a question like, what is One America News? I hear this chorus of another conservative news operation. But the difference is that it's backed by AT&T. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out why AT&T would want to be involved in something like this. Is it because the people who run AT&T are of that persuasion? But maybe. Why would AT&T, honestly, why would they want
to? A lot of these big companies are in a lot of these. Yeah.
They have a lot of interests. Yeah, and I don't know that AT&T owns it. They carry it. AT&T, Verizon,
they're the biggest financial backer.
They funded it.
Yeah, Herring Networks is the owner, and they have, they just have investments, I think, through.
Why do we need, I guess if you can make a business out of it, you can answer this question with, because there's money to be made. But the number of it just, again, highlights for me how polarizing the quote-unquote news business. Many of you tuning into this program now listen to the news on your local station at the bottom of the hour. And you hopefully heard what's really going on. But do you really know what's going on? Here I'm looking at the New York Times on one screen. And I'm looking at, what's on this other screen? Time Magazine is on the other screen just at the moment. I'm looking around, see what's going on. And in the New York Times...
Do you know what's on mine right now? This is what's open in my tab bar. I have ABC, Real Clear Politics, Twitter, Axios, Quinnipiac, and what is this one? Oh,
Quinnipiac, really?
Yeah, I was just looking at a story about porn. And then this one is one I've never read before. Desert News is what it's called. And there's an interesting story about how... they're normalizing the harassment of Kyrsten Sinema. Like, the media has normalized the harassment of Kyrsten Sinema, even though in the past people would have probably protected her, particularly because she's a woman, and they might have protected her. Now they're not. And so it's interesting. But, yeah, it's weird. It's a full-time job, though, to consume multiple outlets. And the only way you ever get a glimpse of the truth is if you do that. I mean, I think there's a market for One American News, just like I think there's a market for MSNBC, for people who want to hear news based on their perspective.
There's a lot more of the really One American News types, though, Jennifer, than there are.
There's really
MSNBC
not. I mean, there's One American News and there's Newsmax, and that's really it. I mean, you have
Fox News. I'd put in there,
but
too.
But Fox is not. I mean,
more moderate these days.
They are really moderate right now. It is very moderate. So in fact, the reason I think they do a pretty good job of being kind of balanced. Imagine that.
That's sort of my point here. The headline today in the New York Times is, why would Democrats struggle to enact an overwhelmingly popular tax increase? Where in the hell does it say that this is, who have they talked to that convinces them, or are they trying to convince you that the tax increase proposed by Biden is popular? It isn't popular with anybody I know.
Then maybe they're the subjects of it. But this is like the, you know, when you tax like the corporations that don't pay any taxes, and when you tax like the 0.01% of billionaires who also don't pay taxes. That on national poll, I mean, poll after poll for years.
Well, I can tell you, I have Quinnipiac up right now.
Because it's not true. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay, so you want to know what Quinnipiac says? And they're pretty well respected, I think, for their polling. They're talking about Biden's approval rating right now, and his approval rating on taxes, 37% approve, 54% disapprove. This is across the board, all voters. And he's lost a ton of support with independents because I think people realize, the tagline of let's tax the rich is always good, but when people realize the brass tacks, that actually trickles down. And his tax plan is not just taxing the rich. I mean, it's raising capital gains. It's totally impacting family farmers. It's impacting people who inherit any property from parents that they're not going to be able to afford.
And wipe them out.
It adds in an 8 cent per mile mileage tax on everybody. And that's not just on rich people driving. That's on everybody.
So what are they doing with the money they have now? That's the question. And who's watching the line items on the budget to make sure that what's being paid for is something that's necessary? We don't have, once a Congress enacts some program and they approve it, it never goes away. Never. So we keep funding all of these programs. That's why what's the outfit that does the pork book every year? I forget, consumers for something or other, whatever it is. Thank you. Citizens Against Government Waste. So the focus is on not necessarily what we're spending or how much money we're spending, but what we're spending it on. And people have a great time. They laugh about all the stupid stuff that Congress funds. But this $3.5 trillion is a perfect example of what goes through the grinder or the grist mill in Washington with so much crap added to it, in it. And that's what Manchin and cinema are trying to tell people, and now they've become the black sheep, if you'll pardon the pun, of the Democratic Party, because they're not going along with the spend, 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 and tax, tax, tax things that are so obvious when it comes to the Democrats. So now along comes Mitch McConnell,
both from very
who has offered
states.
A deal. Say again?
They're also both from very purple states. And so their job is to keep their job. And that's what everyone in Congress does, right? Your job becomes keeping your job.
Well,
and
they're
not
supposed
about
to represent whoever they...
Well,
that's what a representative government is. So if they're representing their state,
right.
That's... Yeah.
But that's
so
why the rest of the Democrats get upset with Joe Manchin all the time, because he's always the one guy who basically should just scratch out Democrat on his card and write Republican.
He should scratch out Republican or Democrat and say, I represent the people.
The people of West Virginia. West Virginia is a red state. And he has to be, it's not even
that's
a purple
my point.
State.
West Virginia is
solidly red. And the thing is that we, I think that in solidly blue or solidly red states, he's the one outlier, because most of the people, like, for instance, Chuck Schumer can do whatever he wants. He's always going to get reelected in New York.
Right.
Alex Padilla, who has taken over for the empty seat in California after Kamala Harris became vice president, he can do whatever he wants. No one even knows him in California. No one even knows his name. He's out there so wild, so far to the left. Nobody's ever going to vote him out because he's the guy that's the incumbent and he's in a blue state. And so what I like about Joe Manchin, and sometimes he makes me want to kill him because sometimes he does things I don't like, and I don't mean kill him because, you shouldn't say that in this day and age. He will go, she's not right. I'm being facetious. But the thing is that he could very well lose his job in Virginia if he doesn't represent the people. And that is actually how the system is supposed to work. I know.
Right. Thank you.
He's the one that's actually functional.
So speaking of somebody who normally would get elected, although he had a challenger last time around, Mitch McConnell has made an offer I'm trying to figure out what the offer really is,
whether he's speaking for all
Republicans.
Well, he's not speaking for this one, but there's three things on the table. Number one, you have the infrastructure bill, which has bipartisan support, which the liberal branch of the Democrat Party will not vote on because they want to attach it to the big $3.5 trillion Build Back Better plan, which is a reconciliation bill. And so that one, the moderates say, is too overpriced. This is the one that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema don't like, that they're holding out on. So that's where the impasse is with the Democrat Party. Then you have to raise the debt ceiling. This is now the new thing. And to do that, you need 60 votes. And
right. Filibuster stuff.
Right. The reason that they're doing Build Back Better is they have zero Republican support for it. So they want to do it through reconciliation so they can kind of cheat the system and just have a simple majority. Because for reconciliation, you just need 50 plus one votes, which they can do with Kamala Harris in the Senate. So this is why they need every Democrat. They can't even lose two, because if they lose two, they can't get this thing passed. So the debt ceiling needs a majority of 60 people, or needs 60 people to pass.
But they don't have Manchin and Sinema, so they're never going to get 50 votes.
No, that's for the debt ceiling. They have to have them to get to the 50 votes. It's the conundrum for Democrats. Now, you come down the path, and they need 60 people to vote to raise the debt ceiling. And so Mitch McConnell and the Republicans are like, well, get it within... we're not doing anything. You have the ability to use reconciliation to raise the debt ceiling. And by forcing their hand, then they take away their chance at passing the Build Back Better plan. So it's all a lot of games of politics. And now Mitch McConnell says that he's going to kick the can down the road till December. And so here we go again. Now we kicked it down 2 weeks, now another 4 weeks, and so it goes.
I wish I had a crystal ball so we could see ahead to how this all... And I think the average person is so zoned out on it, they're not paying attention, much attention, other than the political conversations
at
some stations. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're following the procedure of it, you really probably wonder why all the arguing. And ultimately, it's like a game of chess.
Right, exactly. All right, speaking of crystal balls, those of you who are interested in astrology, maybe interested in a exclusive podcast that I do with couple of ladies who are really into astrology and psychic stuff, psychic phenomenon. The podcast called Zodiac Magic, and the the current Zodiac Magic package has astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy talking about this week, what to look forward to because we're still in Mercury retrograde, but how it's not the end of the world. And new arrangements and conversations for folks as the new moon takes over. This is the end of the week. It's a time for most people to be pretty introspective, she says. So find out why that is. Get ready for a fun weekend. She also said that on Zodiac Magic. Plus, our psychic, Scout Mary O'Malley, is focused on how to find a good psychic and what the connections are between the good spirits and the bad spirits, because we're getting into Halloween, and are there really such things as bad spirits? So you want to check that out? Interested? Great listening. I find it fascinating. I don't talk much at all. I just let the ladies go off and tell their story because they're fascinating. And if you're, as I say, into astrology and into psychic phenomenon, you'll find this entertaining and informative. Zodiac Magic, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com is where you find the podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. That's where it's available.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on assignment retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
She's oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
So here we are with a focus on pregnant women for a moment or two. There are a lot of women, and I was talking to my son about this because his wife is moving into a different zone than she has been in. It's kind of painful at this point. She's in her, almost 8 month, so she's getting pretty close. The number of people, women who are pregnant, worried about getting the vaccine, yes or no? There are some who say it'll put your baby at risk. There are
really finished the study on pregnant women until a few months ago, so even doctors were not really clear about whether or not to do it.
Yeah, the worry is whether the baby will be okay or not.
Yeah, the only reason I know this is because Courtney, you guys all know her, my best friend. She was she's pregnant, and she's also got some other health conditions going on. And so the doctor was kind of like not saying anything to her. She didn't know if she should. Because it kind of came up when she was eligible to get the vaccine. She's like, what should I do? And so the doctor finally, when that study came out, said, we now know you should get the vaccine. So she got it while she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. But there are people. The Center for Disease Control says get vaccinated, but
I would assume it's a scary choice to make. Your daughter-in-law Sophie was very vocal on Instagram about getting the shot while pregnant, and now her baby has those antibodies too. But a lot of doctors are asking pregnant women to do it because pregnant women are more at risk of getting COVID and having severe reactions from it.
But the immune system, All right, 10 before the hour, ladies.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to DJV Health and Questions for Dr. Ken. You can get the answers to these questions, by the way. Often there are a number of them referenced in the podcast that are available. They're free at DJVHealthShow.com. So take advantage of Ken and his knowledge. Get the podcast every week, DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So we're talking a lot about the flu vaccine. Where you get it. I was looking at somebody who works for ESPN who got the shot. She didn't like it. She said she had to get it because if she didn't, she'd be out of work. So there's the hammer and the glove way of getting into this. So that's the business about vaccines for COVID. What about the flu vaccine? I've asked this question a number of different ways, but as to whether or not we need to have it. I told you that I had one, first time I ever had one in my life. And wow. I felt like it kind of went with the whole deal. You've been telling me for 18 years to get a flu shot. And I said, I've never had the flu. I'm never getting a shot because I'm not much of a believer in vaccines anyway. So what about the flu vaccine this year?
Well, like usual, you're ahead of the times and these are such unique medical times. I bet, Doug, you don't know anyone last year, 2020, who had the flu.
Nope, I don't. Nope.
Because it was so rare in America for anyone to have the flu, unlike every other year we've been together. So yeah. The key is, the big picture is, there's so little natural immunity right now out in the public for the flu. And that's why because of this lack of natural immunity against the flu. You know, you boast about how strong your immune system is, but most of us don't have any more antibodies against the flu right now because there was no stimulation last year, and or our levels are low. There is memory, but our levels are low, unlike it usually is for flu. That's why this year I think it's especially important that we all think about getting a flu shot. And the time, the best time is between between Halloween and Thanksgiving. And if you got it now, it wouldn't be too early.
I got mine. Yeah, okay. All right, there's Dr. Ken's advice. Next question, does age play a role in your health and well-being? The older you get, do you stay healthy because you've been healthy? What's our lifelong expectation?
Well, a lot of it depends on how you live those years. Will affect your longevity, how long you're on planet Earth. These kinds of questions are a combination of whether you got any gene gifts from your parents that are going to slow down your ability to live very long. So it's your genetic makeup and also your lifestyle, how well you follow your diet, your exercise, and keep track of those four numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight that I always talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a focus on if you're approaching 65, 70 or more, like where you and I are, there are different hormones that change and that affects your body. I think that's where this question came from. Next question. What's the best support for rebuilding a weakened body? You just sort of addressed it when you were talking about the flu shot. You don't, you know, you haven't, if you don't have it, you're not charging your body's antibodies up, right?
That, there's just little natural immunity, correct. Mm-hmm. And you need a boost from the flu shot, which is essentially a booster each year.
What about what you eat? Does that change as you need to, if your body's been weakened by the flu, do you, is there stuff, some people call it an insult to your body. So we're designed to restore and repair ourselves, not degenerate. So what, how do we make sure we kind of do that? It's food, isn't
quality
it?
Protein is so important for keeping the immune system effective. So mm-hmm. when people eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, you have to also add the protein and make sure you're getting good quality protein.
Somebody wants to know if they have cancer, can they beat it without chemotherapy? What a great question that is.
Well, it's a, that's a big general question. It depends on what the cancer is. I would not self-treat you. I would talk to a cancer specialist. There are now immune, we've been talking about monoclonal antibodies.
Yeah.
And the goal is to get a monoclonal antibody against the cancer so that the antibody targets a specific antigen on the cancer cell, just destroying the cancer and not the rest of the body, as often chemotherapy does. So that's so-called immunotherapy, and immunotherapy is big right now for certain yeah. cancers.
You know, you think about this, you can find people every day who say they beat the big C, and then you hear stories about guys like Steve Jobs who didn't quite make it. So there's probably a little bit on both sides. Lots of studying, lots of information. Check out Dr. Ken and the podcast that we do on this program every week. Again, dgbhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.